In Chevre Parshas Vayishlach, we have one of the most famous Rashis in the entire Torah. When Yaakov says, "Im lavan garti," so Rashi gives a couple different pshatim, but the Dover Acher of Rashi tells us, "Dover Acher garti b'gematria taryag." Garti is gematria taryag, it's not just gematria taryag, it's literally the letters of taryag. But it's gematria taryag, tells you the chashivas of gematria, first of all. Kloimar, as if to say, im lovan harasha garti, v'tarig mitzvah shemarti, v'lo lamadi m'maisav haroim. That he lived with Lavan, and he kept 630 mitzvahs, and he didn't learn from his bad ways. Very, very famous Rashi. Some have even written songs with this Rashi. Who did that? Omer Gadavar back in the day, right? If not mistaken, maybe. Leif Tar, whoever. Okay, whoever did. Lemaisa, we have to understand this Rashi, that there are extra words in Rashi that don't make sense. Rashi tells us, im lavan garti, garti is matri taryag. Why does he then have to repeat, klomar, im lavan harasha garti, v'tag mishmarti, v'lamadi maiz varon? He could have just said, davar garti b'gmatri taryag. And therefore, taryag mishmarti, v'lamadi maiz varon. Why do you have to repeat again, im lavan harasha garti? We know that. That's the divya maskul of Rashi. That's what the words are going for on. Why does Rashi repeat those words? There's no need to repeat those words. So I'm telling Rav Shitzer again, the Zera Kaidish, we spoke about him earlier tonight. It's such a beautiful idea. Rav Shitzer explains, we all know the famous Mishnah of Avos, Ezu Chacham Haloy Meid Mikol Adam. A truly wise person is somebody who learns from all people. And you could ask, from all people? I could learn from a lot of people. I learn from my Rebbeim, I learn from my Chevra, I learn from Tzadikim. There are very bad people in the world, there are Rishayim in the world. I'm supposed to learn from Rishayim? The local Rasha should be my Rebbe? Chas v'shalom. So comes the rupture, no. Ezu chacham alo mi mikol adam. You look at a Rasha, you look at a Lavan HaRasha, what did Lavan? Lavan was willing to try any mechanism in the world to trick Yaakov. He's trying to do anything to get what he wants. So too, we have to learn from that. In our avodas Hashem, lahavdil, zelu mazeh. When it comes to you want to be successful in your learning, in your davening, are you trying all different types of mechanisms? Are you trying all different types of things? Are you putting in all the amelus, the same way that our Rasha puts in tremendous amelus into his rishas, into his evil acts? Are we putting the same toil and effort into our avodas Hashem? A Rasha has tremendous passion for taiva, for temptation. Do we have that same passion in our learning, in our davening? We have to learn from the Rasha and take his ways that towards rishas, towards our tzidkus, towards our maisim toivim. So therefore, Yaakov Vinu is saying, "Im lavan garti," and Rashi is telling us, "Garti is gematria taryag." But what? How did he keep taryag mitzvos? Im lavan harasha garti, and Rashi repeats that that too was something that Yaakov learned from. Not just that he didn't follow v'lo lamadti ma'aseh v'arayim, but he learned from the ways and infused that into the Tariq mitzvos. Im lavan harasha garti, and that was part of my observance of mitzvos. You know what that tells each and every one of us? It's not just vada to learn from their ways, to be mechazik us. It means that whatever situation we're in life, like a Yaakov Vinu, and we sometimes find ourselves in a situation where we're surrounded inevitably by not people we would want to be around. And we live in a society and we see things we don't necessarily want to see. And we hear things we don't necessarily want to hear. And we live in a culture that doesn't necessarily abide by the morals and ethics that we live in. So one avodah could say, I'm going to try to the best of my ability to completely disconnect and not be a part of any level. And there needs to be some havdalah vada. There needs to be a mavdah ben kodesh chol for sure. But Yaakov Avinu taught us, when I'm in that environment, I'm not just going to survive. I'm going to strive. And I'm going to utilize that situation also to grow. And I'm going to look into how can I grow in this situation? How can I become more in this situation? What can I take from this and inspire myself to be more? If I'm put in this situation, it's so that I grow. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. And therefore, he didn't just come out pariv and the same. He grew from it. He built Klal Yisrael there. That's where he built Klal Yisrael. And he learned from Lavan, and he elevated his own mitzvahs, and elevated his own life. Each and every one of us need to be in a state of growth every single moment. But that means in any situation I'm in, take from it, analyze it. And by the way, if we're looking just to stay away from and abstain from, chances are we often fall. Chances are it gets the best of us. But I'm looking to not just survive, but to strive. And I'm looking to grow from this situation. That's my avodah. Then I can take it. I'm not going to fall into it. I'm going to grow from it. And that has to be our avodah, whatever situation Kach Baruch Hu puts us in, to take from it and grow from it and get closer to Hashem. And there was oicha that Kach Baruch Hu will do away and shech the Yetzirah. And shechting Yetzirah, shech the Risham, and be zoicha to gula shleima with Bias Mashiach, b'mehiru b'meinu, and Hashem ha'eluk and beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 I was a man,